This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Arctic Domain Awareness Center came to Nome. They wanted to know specifically how rural Alaskans, particularly Alaska Natives, felt they were prepared to handle a major weather-related crisis. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter has more.
ADAC is a part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Science and Technology Center of Excellence in Maritime Research. They are a research agency, and right now their biggest client is the U.S. Coast Guard. Major General Randy Key goes by Church and is a retired Air Force general, and now serves as the executive director for ADAC.
What we go for is research that is driven by operational concerns and looking at really shortfalls or gaps in capabilities and looking to see how to essentially cover those gaps through improved research or for research that's addressing the problem set.
So ADAC opened up the floor to let people share where the problems are. More than 30 people from all over the Bering Strait region gathered into a conference room, with yet more still joining by telephone. The workshop at Northwest Campus was organized into three parts: presentations, a Kowarik-led storytelling workshop, where participants shared their stories of storm response, and small workshops, where groups were meant to brainstorm solutions to a hypothetical storm situation. In the storytelling session, Bering Strait residents shared how they responded to crisis, both historical and ongoing. Almost every story had a shared element. Communication in Western Alaska is difficult. Tom Vaden works with search and rescue in Nome. In times of crisis, he says in-reach satellite technology and internet data communications are invaluable. But in this region, that isn't always enough.
Because there's times just the whole West Coast is shut down. You know, and we have good communications in small communities, but you know, there's times it's like, you know, if you're out in the wind, have been in winds that were flipping snow machines over. We've got a lot of calm here, and there's a lot of resources regionally, but the reality is in most cases, it's still going to be a long time before you get help.
Nome's event is part of a two-part workshop. The second part takes place in May in Anchorage. General Key says ADAC will continue the conversation there, incorporating the takeaways from Nome. These workshops are meant to be incorporated into further research for the U.S. Coast Guard to serve their mission of finding solutions related to gaps and shortfalls in crisis management. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.